the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Hey, everybody. Pastor Chuck Allen here with another weekday podcast where I want to talk about what happens when wars cease. Here's a super quick thought on be still and know that I am God, which is found in Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. It's a popular verse, familiar with a lot of people, and I think oftentimes it's hard to, but you can take it out of context. You can see it on the walls of houses, on coffee mugs, on bracelets. I mean, what we might not know, though, is that it was written regarding wars. When you read a few verses surrounding 46:10 in the Psalms, you get a little more insight. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. That's from verses 8 through 10. When we see it in its entire context, which, by the way, is healthy for us to be reminded of when it comes to reading Scripture, we can see God telling his battle-weary people to snap out of their fear, refocus their attention on who he is, and to be in awe of what he can do. If he could make wars on earth cease, surely he can make the wars in our hearts cease. Our daily battles, they probably pale in comparison to war and its catastrophic impact, but you might feel that that war inside of you is just annihilating you just like a battle would. Battles become a war that make us feel like the ground beneath us is shaking. We lose a job, experience our marriage dissolving, receive a devastating diagnosis. I mean, these battles can feel heavy on our heart as if we're standing in a war zone. Is evil winning while God remains silent? There's a question. Sometimes it feels that way. Our understanding is so limited compared to God's. We have on blinders and are unable to see the big picture of every situation, past, present, or future. We don't always understand that our trials come with a purpose. It seems completely unlikely in our tethered minds that good dare come out of a bad problem. But we can know with certainty that God is with us. He's stretching out his hand to help us. The God who brings chaos into order and peace out of conflict is right there with us, waiting to step in and intervene, waiting for our request to step into our desolations and shatter the spear. I wonder what war you're currently fighting, and are you able to see God's hand in the battle, or do you only hear silence? What encourages you there? Can you believe these truths? Because listen, if you're struggling with it, stop. Be still. And know, he's still God. God bless you, friend. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.